We'll get headphones next time, maybe.
I don't understand what's so great about headphones.
So you can hear yourself if you're going too loud.
I can hear myself anyway.
No, through what's recording, not what you're actually in the room.
But that wouldn't affect me.
No, but if you hear yourself peaking in that, then you'll go quieter.
But I know when I'm peaking because you do this. Like, that's how I know. Yeah, because you look pained. That's how I know.
No,
I don't need headphones.
Finally
I'm
using
your
these
face.
Booms that I've bought.
Your face is my headphones. Are these what you bought?
Yeah.
You contributed something. That's good. Do you like our sign?
I contributed the microphones.
Can you read the sign?
Why is Harriet crying?
Yeah, we've lost the E. So it should say, why is Harriet crying? Also, there's a lot of R's in Harriet, so we don't have enough R's, so that's a P. So it actually says kapying, but then I used a pen to rub it in, to write it, it into the P into an R,
Why is Harriet kapying?
The pen doesn't stick, so if you touch it, it wipes off, so then you have to do it again.
Why can you not just buy more letters for it?
Where from?
Well, I don't know. Where did you buy this from?
It was a gift.
I mean, fucking Google it. You Googled who is the oldest person of olden times.
Yeah. And it was a saint who was 185 years old. Got a new sign. What do you think about the new setup? It's quite exciting.
It's quite stressful because we've lost Elliot. Of course, he's never coming back.
Yes.
Nice. Ill.
He's stranded
ill,
somewhere.
Of course. So it's been quite stressful setting it up. Yes. But don't worry. This isn't the final version of it.
This is going to get really great, this studio.
This is what's happened when just like me and Bobby were setting it up, but we're getting it fully. Like,
I was also here. I was talking to our guest. Like, that was work as well. Like,
I'm just talking about how it's set up.
Yeah, but it's like you're
and
saying
you
that
did
I
none of
didn't
that.
Do anything, but I was doing things. I was entertaining our guest.
But that doesn't help with the setup drinks. Of this. So all I'm saying is that Harriet's going to be very much involved in the setup of this going forward.
Yes.
With
decoration.
With regards to wall decorations. Nazi memorabilia, that kind of stuff.
No, we're not gonna have any Nazi memorabilia.
But we're gonna, yeah, we've got like a full, we've got loads of cameras and boxes, haven't we?
Yeah, we're gonna try and make it look really good. Try and take this seriously. Bobby described my attitude towards the podcast as like a hobby, and I think that was maybe quite accurate, and that maybe we need to take it a bit more seriously.
It's now her job, her full-time job.
It's now my full-time job.
She stopped
job.
Doing stand-up comedy, of yes. course. Now full-time job.
My full-time job
crying for the podcast.
Yes.
I hope it sounds better because I really like these microphones.
Yeah,
it,
we had some complaints about sound, so hopefully this is better.
It makes me feel professional.
You look professional.
You don't.
Really? Why?
You haven't got headphones on.
Oh, but I like my ears to be free. I don't like them
Nobody likes their ears to be bound.
It was a stressful day though when we were doing. We've spent quite a few days trying to sort things out, and I was ganged up on by three boys: Bobby, Mayor, my husband, Sunil Patel, my enemy, Red Richardson. Tag along.
Tag along to who? Your husband or your enemy?
I don't know. It's hard
flitting
to tell.
Between the two.
All three of them. Ganging up on me. Sunil told me my table was shit, a table that I've had for 4 years. He's never mentioned
with
the table
I just
before.
Didn't know how to talk to you about it before, but the table we've used for podcasts of your years ago, I hated it.
But you never said anything. You just let
it
fester.
Because why would I say a bad thing about your table? All I'm saying is that
many bad things on
I'm
Wednesday.
I'm saying now that we're
sort
of
saying bad things about my table.
Now that we're investing in the space, we should get a better table. I don't hate the table. I hate the way it's rickety.
Well, it's really sad now. It's all like, it's all...
The table doesn't have feelings. What have you done to it?
I've had to curl it up.
No, you've anthropomorphized it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks sad though. It looks like a sad table.
What have you done to the table?
Made it sad.
No, you've anthropomorphized it.
Oh, no, not that word again. Don't try and trick me. And then I've got a treadmill that everyone is trying to make me get rid of. And I had all the boys, they're trying to get the sofa out of here, the sofa bed.
But
this is also meant to be a guest room.
I just want to ask a question.
Studio.
But why can't the treadmill go in the shed until you need it?
What? Sunil.
Yeah.
If the treadmill leaves this, it's not coming back. I'm not falling for that.
Why won't it come
I'm
back?
I'm not moving it to the shed. Because then they're going to say, oh, the light setup. We've done the light setup now. It can't come in. You're going to have to.
I know exactly what's happening. You're claiming
territory.
It's staying
where it is because if it leaves,
Harriet's claiming territory.
And it's all completely possible. It was all possible that we could do it with the sofa and the treadmill still in this room. Can anyone see the treadmill in this shot?
Harriet's claiming territory.
Can you see it right now? No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. And I had all these boys telling me my table was shit. My treadmill had to go in the shed. It couldn't be a guest room. We took this from her office. Everybody was telling me places I could put the sofa, just random places in the house. And I don't take interior design advice from you and Red Richardson and Bobby Mayer. And I'm nesting, I'm making a home.
Yeah.
And I found it very intense, the three of you telling me, all three of you backing each other up, telling me where I should put my things.
All right.
I didn't appreciate it.
Well, you made your feelings very clear on the day.
Yes, I cried. I got overwhelmed and I cried. Yes.
I didn't quite at you though.
I politely cried outside.
But we're going to change all this stuff anyway, aren't we? We're going to get... So you can have your nice chair back.
Thank you.
And you can have that chair, or we might keep that one. But it's looking actually all right. I really like it.
We're going to decorate behind. Nobody's listening to my suggestions. It's very difficult working with you three, I would say.
You only need to convince me of stuff to put in the background of our podcast.
Okay.
What are you going to put? I'll go put two pictures of me up.
Yeah. I'd like to find a picture of you in that show.
Can I bring my Mike Tyson print in?
No. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting.
I'm on the podcast as well. I'm allowed to have a say.
You can get it printed if you have it a size of a stamp.
No.
I'll frame it.
Full size.
I'll frame it in the size of a stamp.
No, I'm putting it up there.
Fine.
What are you going to put up?
I'm going to put a big poster over the Mike Tyson picture. That's what I'm going to do.
Why don't you put your vision board up?
I'll put my vision board up and a picture of a flamingo over your over Mike Tyson's ear being bitten off.
No, I think that's actually beyond. I think you should let me put something up.
You can put something up. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the vibe of the boys. I didn't like it.
But that's a different podcast they're doing in here.
Yeah, but it was just all too much. Everybody...
You could have given your Nazi memorabilia to them.
Nazi memorabilia. Can you stop?
She's got SS cutlery.
I don't. I've got pastel cutlery. You know that.
Pastel.
How's the wart? What's the update?
The wart. So it's a lesion on my lip that Harriet's been very rude about for the last month.
You've been
month.
Getting quite upset. I feel there's been a bit of tension.
No, with who?
I'm just calling it its medical name, scientific name.
The medical name isn't a wart. It's a... it begins with P. Pupillary something.
Wart.
No, pupillary wart. But yeah, it's sort of benign, but I need to go to a clinic to have it looked at to make sure.
Oh, was there an actual worry that it might have been like a bad thing?
Yeah, because normally if something like that comes up, it could be bad. But he said it's not bad, but you need to go there anyway and have a look.
And often if you have warts, you have them on your hands.
It's not a wart.
I know, but I was just saying if it was a wart, you would have had hand warts as well.
I'm going to say this again, and I mean it sincerely. You're a wart.
Have you had warts before?
No, I don't think so.
Then it's probably not, because there are just warty people. Like some people just have warts. And if you don't have warts, then you're not a warty person.
How many
and I'm
warts
sorry
have
for
you
saying
got?
You had a wart. I don't have warts.
You sure?
Yeah, I have other problems, but... I'm very hairy.
Hang on. I forgot to ever ask you this, but when you got the course of laser
finally,
hair removal,
the big questions, yes.
You didn't complete it. So what does that mean? It's only taken off a layer of hair from your whole body, or you've only done half your body? Or you've only done like the bottom or top half of your body?
I've done up to my knees on my right leg and above my knees on my left leg. It's very mismatched.
Are you serious?
Of course not.
All right.
Of course not. You do. You don't understand how it works at all.
No.
You go and you do a course and then it like thins the hair. So like then certain hairs don't grow back ever. Yeah, no, I haven't.
As in below the neck?
It's not just a blanket thing, but I'm the neck. Like, so it's like my legs have been done. My underarms.
Legs. Right.
So my underarms, that's very good. I only ever get a few hairs there now.
That's nice.
But the legs are very much thinner. And the thing is as well, I used to have very thick hairs. So when you shaved, it would be painful and it would have ingrown hairs and you'd have it and it would be,
that'd be like a brush.
Sore and like a hard brush leg. And then I'd have to do it every day. Whereas
business.
Now I don't have to do it every day. Sometimes I can go days without shaving.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you very much.
You can go days without shaving your legs.
Yes.
You have to do it more than once a week or something.
Not anymore, but it used to be daily if I wanted to wear like shorts, otherwise I'd like, anyway, because of the baby.
You only ever wear trousers
going
though?
Mad.
Are they?
Only with you.
You've only ever worn trousers?
No, I do. I do actually wear skirts sometimes and dresses.
Never seen it.
No, I wear dresses quite a lot actually.
Yeah, with trousers.
I just don't go anywhere nice with you. Whenever I'm with you, it's like somewhere scummy.
What do you mean? We go to Pizza Express all the time.
Yeah, it's not like a fancy thing where I want to get my legs out.
Oh, I went to a lovely pizza place that you should come to.
Really? Where?
In Camberwell. It's called Theo's.
Oh, yes. Red was talking about this. I really want to go there.
I went with Red and Rosie, yeah.
Yeah, I heard because you see, you were here and then you left and I had went to a gig. And then I saw a picture on Instagram of you in a bar. And then the next day you were meant to come around and continue working. And then we got a message saying that you were shattered. And then Red said that you had been drinking quite a lot in the day.
Yeah, with him, not
yeah,
on my own.
But I think maybe he could handle it because he had noticed how much you had been drinking and he really dubbed you in. And he said you'd had a few cans in the park and then you
had
a few more cans when you got
park.
Back.
He had
and
two
then
large bottles.
He said you were really drinking. And so when you said you were shattered, we realised what
stop,
that meant quite
stop,
quickly, a bit grumpy and hungover.
Stop trying to drive a wedge between me and Red Richardson. We had dinner and the next morning I had to do my first workout in 2 weeks on a belly full of pizza, tiramisu and lager.
Tiramisu. That's so decadent.
I know,
tiramisu,
finished,
like an
finished
80s
with the
king.
Tiramisu. I felt terrible. It was generally the hardest one I've ever had to do. I was like, I just wanted it to be over.
Yeah, because you were really hungover.
I wasn't actually hungover. I was just like, just tired,
just
you know?
Gluttonous, just like full belly. Did you do any jumping?
Yeah, you have to do that as a warm-up.
How far did you get off the ground this time?
Well, it's not about how far. It's how many jumping jacks.
It is. You should go
higher,
though.
It's about how many
though.
Star jumps you do.
You don't go high enough.
You don't
it's
know.
It's like, it's literally like you just slide your legs apart. Like, it's not...
Yeah, you're that's
not
all you're supposed
in,
to do.
No,
you're not
you're
supposed
meant
to waste...
To, you're meant to go up.
I'm sorry.
Like, you're not...
Sorry, what do you know about jumping jacks?
I have done a lot of jumping jacks in my time.
Go on, then.
I can't do them right now because I'm with child.
Oh, you're not allowed to exercise, are you?
Well,
you can walk.
You should exercise. I've been walking a lot and I've been doing a bit of prenatal yoga.
Yeah.
And I did talk about getting a personal trainer, but the problem is I'm just so tired. I just feel like it's going to wipe me
same
out.
Here.
Oh, yeah, because you've... Yeah.
I've got a belly full of
you've
pizza.
Got, you've got to grow
I'm
a
with
wart
pizza.
And I've got to grow a baby. So we're both growing things
I'm with
at the
pizza
same time.
And wart.
I'm sorry, though. I think it clearly upset you when I kept calling it a wart and asking you what
it no,
was.
It didn't upset me, but I used it as an excuse to be annoyed at you so I didn't have to come round yesterday.
Well, we all know you were hungover and that was the real reason why you didn't come. And you were tired from your tiramisu.
It's a bit weird because it's on my... No one really notices it until it's pointed out properly.
No, they do. They just don't comment. Like, it would be very rude to point it out. It
like
is
you.
Incredibly often,
like
obvious.
Did.
There's no way not to
Did
see
I have it.
It
in Edinburgh?
Yeah. It's like you've always had it.
My mole's growing back. Did I tell you that?
God, I mean... I
old
can
moly
see
mole.
Things,
you can
yeah.
see it coming back under my yeah. eye. It's got yeah. three little black
you've
spots.
You've actually got two there.
I've had that one, yeah. but the other one I got removed and now... Sort of
got to get that
way.
Removed as well. It's just constant for you. It's almost like a job, just like getting things
keeping
removed
on top
from
of
your
my,
face.
My moles and warts, moly wart boy.
But you don't have them in any other places. It's just like it's very like it's unfair.
Well, I do
that
have,
keeps coming to the face.
Everyone's got moles everywhere, but you know,
yeah.
Not, but I don't. It's just that weird. I think it's inherited. Like my mum had one in there as well.
It's kind of it's like it feels like mystical. It's like.
It's a beauty
you
spot.
You can't get
yeah.
rid of me. It's like...
It's my beauty spot.
You think it's disappeared, but then it's like got a curse. It's like in a Disney film or something and it's like growing back overnight. It's like you can never get rid of the mole. It's part of your history.
Well, yeah. I mean, the surgeon actually said when he removed it, it was like, he said, I can't really go deep enough to get rid of all of it. So
yeah.
over years, it'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just pop
it's
that
like
there.
My leg hairs.
Anyway, do you want to hear about my holiday?
Yes.
I went on holiday to Scotland after I went to Edinburgh. So a week after Edinburgh, I went to Scotland.
It doesn't make sense really because you came home and then you went back again.
I know, but I've always wanted to drive around the Highlands.
You've always wanted to, really?
Yeah.
Ever since you were born? Always.
What kind of question is that?
Well, obviously, you haven't always wanted to. Obviously,
but it's a figure of speech, isn't it? You've always wanted to what?
Go to Spain.
You've always wanted to be an actor.
Well, I didn't know what it was when I was a toddler.
Exactly. I didn't know what the Scottish Highlands were when I was a toddler, but I've always wanted to go there.
It's a feeling, not a place.
It's just a feeling, yeah. It was great. It was a really lovely holiday. It's so beautiful. I've never seen countryside like it. It's great.
See, I find it very difficult to see Scotland as beautiful. Mm. I think it's because...
Shout out to anyone.
No, I feel the same about England.
Yeah.
It's like when you're around it so much, it's hard to like see it as beautiful. Like
right.
Other places I can see beautiful. And I'm not around Scotland, but it's like England and Scotland. I know that they don't like it, but it's like, but it's part of the land that I live on. Like there's not a sea.
Oh, it's nothing
between.
Like... A lot of that landscape is nothing like England. It's like some of it's really weird and alien-like.
Yeah, but I do like sun and... It doesn't really have
a lot of sun when I was there. No. Very sunny.
Yeah, but it's not warm. There'll be a wind.
Really warm.
Wind. No.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
Well, I wore a t-shirt.
Wow. I don't know the last time I saw you wear a t-shirt.
It was really fun. A group of us, group of comedians. Very fun. Yaris handled it like a dream.
Wow. Even the steep, because you said there was a steep hill.
A steep hill. The clutch started burning out at the top, but we made it. It was one of those... terrifying roads I've ever driven up. I can't remember what it's called, but it's near Applecross.
I went up a really steep road in London the other day, actually.
Hang on, I'm talking about my holiday.
Sorry.
And then
I thought I was going to roll back down again. It was quite steep.
Did you put the handbrake on?
Yeah.
No, all right.
But after I'd nearly rolled back down again.
And then we were driving...
I don't think London's going to be that steep. Sorry,
down the on. Other side.
Yep.
And we drove past... is your phone on?
Sorry, I just got a message.
Oh, you're going to read your message?
In.
Do you want to forget it? I was just going to say I saw a couple of stag on a beach.
You saw a couple of
What's
stags
the message?
On a beach. Oh, a friend wanted to come to my show.
Wanted to?
Well, I was going to try and come, but the problem is they haven't sold many tickets, so it's a bit awkward.
Is it tonight?
No, it's next week.
Your personal show?
Time. Yeah.
Do you want to plug it now?
I don't know if this will this be out in time. Is this out on Tuesday?
I don't know. We've lost it.
If you live in Battersea, please come to Battersea Arts Centre. I'm doing a show and I can't.
She's got 196 outdoor tickets to sell on Wednesday night.
Please.
Is it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
I don't want you to come. I never mentioned it to you. Sorry, do keep talking.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't
holiday?
You want me to come? I'll give you loads of good feedback.
You came. You remember when you kept telling me you were going to come to my show in Edinburgh and then every time you wouldn't come and it was just... really sad and I saved you a seat. I don't want to go through that again. Don't look happy like you planned it, like that you'd say every day and then not come on purpose. I can see you looking at them.
What, at them? The camera.
Anyway, keep talking about your
holiday. Really good food.
What kind of food? Haggis?
Seafood.
Seafood in Scotland?
Are you serious? It's famous for seafood.
What kind of seafood?
Langoustines. Clams, mussels.
Salmon.
Salmon. I saw a salmon leaping in a stream.
Scottish salmon. Did you actually?
Yeah. Threw a stone in the stream.
Oh.
Saw a taxidermy museum. Saw a falconry display.
Oh, this is like my worst idea of a holiday.
Saw
this
some
is
seals.
Literally. Oh, okay, I would like the seals.
Saw some seals. I'd like the seals. Some stags. I told you that. Saw a beach. Completely empty beach. Beautiful.
We have completely opposite ideas of what a holiday is.
Yeah, but your holidays are like just chilling out, aren't they?
I just want to sit on the beach with a drink and a book.
But you can't
do
that for too long.
You want to go and look at a stuffed pig or something.
No, that's part of it. I also like the idea of sitting on a beach with a book.
We've mentioned going on beach holidays before and you said you'd never want to go because you get too hot.
I'd go to like a villa.
Oh, would you?
I'd go to a villa where it's like just a private villa.
Would you?
Oh, and I've done it before and I'll do it again.
Let's go next year to a private villa.
No.
You can babysit.
You organise it.
Okay, deal.
All right. We've got to find a villa close to somewhere where Bobby can do golf.
Yeah, Bobby can golf. Yeah. You can babysit and I'll sunbathe. Perfect.
You can't sunbathe for a whole week on holiday.
Yeah, I can.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, but sometimes I get too hot and I have to go inside. Or I just go in the water and then I cut it back out again.
Why don't you just like, you could, but I do get the appeal and I've done it before. But
I just really
like
sitting down in the sun. And I really like the sea. I really like swimming in the sea.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I feel very free there. It's like my happy place.
I don't like walking in the sea.
Yeah, because you're worried about your feet.
I'm worried about like things getting in on my feet and that. Like
I stood on a sea urchin.
Yeah.
In the sea before, and I think I've maybe told you this before. And the nurse said
most
she had
dangerous.
To pick out all the spikes out of my foot, and she said I really got it in there. It was the furthest she'd ever seen
really
out.
Stomped on an urchin.
She saw she was the furthest.
But does
she'd
that
ever
mean
seen
that
them
how
get
old
into
are
their
you?
Feet? Just stomping about. About 15, I think.
And you're not scared of the sea?
No.
So you'll happily wander into the sea again without thinking about the
sea? Yeah, just dump in the sea and then get a sea urchin in my foot again, yeah.
When was the last beach holiday you had, though?
A couple of years ago, I went to Croatia.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You do like the sea. I take it back.
I really like the sea. Yeah. And it's okay. Good for my skin because I get eczema. It's good for my skin. When it was younger, it really used to hurt, but in the long run, it really helps.
Why do people get eczema?
Bad people. Dry.
Oh, dry.
And because of mistakes they've made in the past.
Yeah, that's why I've got it. Got a bit on my ankle. The mistakes of their past, of course. Yeah.
It's come back to haunt them.
Yeah, I get it occasionally, and I don't know why. Suddenly something starts itching.
Really? Like what?
Ankle. Oh, God.
Anyway, so you had a good holiday.
I did, but then I came back and I was furious.
You had the post-holiday blues. You're grumpy.
But I couldn't really figure it out. I was like, why am I so fucking grumpy?
Oh, you missed holiday.
I missed holiday because you come back from holiday, but you come back driving. So you're driving into London down the Edgware Road and you're like, why have I come back to this? I could have do you know what? I could legitimately now just go and live in a hut somewhere and I'll be fine.
I don't think you would be fine.
Everyone keeps saying this. I'd be fine in a hut.
You always say these things, but then you'd come out 5 days later. You'd look completely like ragged and you'd have a wild look in your eyes.
There'd be a shower
and you'd say,
in there. I'd shower.
Take me back to Camberwell. I want a pizza.
I wouldn't miss like pizza that much.
That is such bullshit. You tried Huel and you lasted like literally half a day.
This
you
was
like
a long
you like
time
taste.
Ago I had a bit of Huel.
You like taste. You stocked up on Huel.
Fine.
Your image of yourself is not true and image you try to project.
I'm not saying you just live in a hut and never leave it. I say you can live in a village and there'd be somewhere that does pizza nearby.
We've got a shed. You can live in the shed. It's like a
That's
hut.
That's not the same.
It's just, it is like a hut.
That.
It's very much like a hut.
You're like a hut. Because you got a baby inside you. They're fine for 9 months.
Yeah, it is very weird when I think about it. Like, I think that's the whole thing. You don't think about it too much before you get pregnant. Then you get pregnant and you're like, there's a fucking baby inside me. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm just carrying it around with me and it's just like looping around in there.
So for the first 6 months of its life, it doesn't realise that it's a separate being from you. It feels like it's part of the same organism.
What, when it's come out or when it's in?
Come out. I don't know if that's true.
What?
It finds it hard to like figure out that it's got its own conscience and
what about when I walk away from it?
It'll lose its shit.
Oh God.
What?
I don't know. I had a very rough day today.
Why?
So I had to go and do a glucose test at 8:20 in the morning at St. Thomas's.
Ooh.
And you have to fast beforehand.
Easy.
As you know.
How long did you do?
Well, it wasn't quite clear, but I thought as long as I don't eat on the day, then it should be fine. So I had some cereal at like 10 p.m. the night before.
Okay.
And then I woke up, couldn't have any breakfast.
Yeah.
None at all.
I'm not sad.
Nothing, because I was
normal.
Fasting. And then at 8:20, I went and then they took two lots of blood out of me. And then they give you an incredibly sugary drink. So it has like 75 grams
Bang,
of sugar and like
up.
This.
Get her going. Yeah.
Get me going. And then you go and sit for 2 hours in the hospital and it's really hot and you're wearing a mask. You just have to wait there.
Oh, God.
And then your body's like going mad because you haven't, like, you've just got this sugar in you and that is like bad for blood sugar and stuff. And I was tired because I had to get up early. And then I went back and then I had to take two more lots of blood and then I nearly passed out in the chair. And then I was okay. And then they couldn't find a vein. So then they had to keep poking their different arms. And then I had to, then I had to try and make my way to Starbucks.
Why?
To get some porridge.
Oh, so hang on. Why are they doing this glucose test?
To see if you have gestational diabetes. But I thought everyone had it. And then they were like, why'd you get it? But then I don't know what, but I think it's because I have polycystic ovaries. So you're more
really?
Likely
so you're
to
more...
have like diabetes or like blood sugar issues. They have to see if you have gestational diabetes.
But only
but this thing was like
pregnancy.
Torture. The woman was like, this is like torture. Like, it's not very nice to do to pregnant
That does
ladies.
Sound actually pretty bad. But is this something, gestational diabetes only lasts for the term of the pregnancy?
I don't know. I think you then go on to have it afterwards,
really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Imagine
don't
if
really
you were
know.
Diabetic.
It's the last thing
you
I need
couldn't
to
have,
know.
You couldn't have sugar.
What would be the point?
Imagine that. You'd have to have
sugar-free chocolate is not the same.
No, no, none of that squash that you've got in it.
That's
you
sugar-free.
Have, okay.
Sugar-free squash.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't very nice. I was like, this is weak squash.
I should have given you an orange juice.
No, no, Jenny, thank you for it. It was
I'm
refreshing.
Sorry,
I was just wondering it was...
I don't put it in very strong either. Bobby makes it really strong and I don't like it when it's too strong.
Right, okay.
Because I drink a lot of it, so I use like half measures. So sorry. I'm sorry. The drinks and the snacks have not been very good today. You haven't even had a snack.
It does sound quite weird making a pregnant woman fast.
So mean. And then give you a sugary drink. 75 grams of sugar in like a tiny little bottle.
But it does show you what you're capable of if you're pushed.
Passing out in a chair.
No, you didn't pass out.
I didn't pass out. Exactly. I just, they had to, I went a bit funny and then they had to.
Yeah, that's because they took blood out of you as well.
Yeah, and then she kept poking. She went, oh dear, it didn't work. And so she just put a big hole and then she was like, this is probably really going to hurt. I was like, I'd rather not have the commentary, you know, I think I'd rather just not have it.
But this means that every time you complain that you simply must have a hot dinner every day, you can get through it.
I could pass out in a chair though.
No, but that's only if we take blood from you at the same time.
Well, they might. You never know what's going to happen. I like to be prepared at all times.
I'm saying I will do that to you one day.
Take blood?
No, refuse to allow you to have a hot dinner.
I'll always have breakfast. I'll always be prepared.
And eat a hot evening meal.
The poor people in Starbucks. But it was, thank goodness. Thank goodness I made it to Starbucks.
No, it does sound terrible. I imagine there'll be a lot more. I imagine there'll be a lot more stories where you found something quite difficult coming up.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be more hormonal now and like crying and that?
I cried on Tuesday, on Wednesday, you were here.
I literally didn't notice it.
I know, I did it outside, I was very private about it.
Thank you.
I just don't like all my things being moved. I have a place for everything and then everyone was in my
I don't
my
know
grill.
If you have a place for everything. That was just propped up in the corner.
What was?
The treadmill.
Yeah, that's because that's where I keep it, in the corner. And then everyone was calling me a hoarder as well. You forgot about that and saying I was a hoarder, and I'm not a hoarder.
You have a lot of little things, which makes it look like you're hoarding, but they're just a lot of little things that are just knocking about. Like, I came into this room a couple of days ago, and there was just a big... What do you call those hats? Those big Mexican hats, like
sombrero.
A big sombrero. And I was like, what's that for? And it was just in here for no reason. Why was that in here?
I got it from Tijuana when I was 18.
But why have you still got it?
We wore it, me and my friend were on the plane back.
Yeah, but why have you got it now, I'm saying?
Well, why would I want to get rid of it? What if I ever need it?
You're a hoarder.
I'm not
yeah,
a hoarder.
It's a hoarder's words.
I'm not, because everything's got a place.
No, the sombrero didn't have a place.
It doesn't have a place right now because everyone is moving my things and everyone is
saying
where things
have to go. It was here before anyone moved it.
Yes, I know.
It arrived here out of nowhere.
Yes.
I'd never seen it before. And then it arrived on the chair.
It's moved with me everywhere I've been.
Yeah, but where was it before it was on the chair?
Maybe 8 different places in London.
Where was it? I can't believe you've moved it. And where was it? Why was it on the chair though? Rather than away somewhere,
Because everything's just being moved around. I had to hang my snowboard on the wall.
I'm simply asking you a simple question.
Yes.
Where was the hat before it was on that chair?
It was on top. I think it was on top of the locker, but the locker was over there, and now the tennis rackets have gone on top of it, and the sombrero doesn't fit, and so then it had to go on the chair, and now it's on the treadmill. I can see the pink edge of the sombrero.
I
everything needs a place. We're living in slight chaos right now, but it's fine. We just got a lot of things to sort out before the baby comes.
No, I know. Yeah,
it's going to be very
organized. It's a lovely home. It is a lovely home, and it is looking great. If I had this amount of stuff, I'd feel the weight of it on me.
Everything makes your life better. It makes your life better to have.
Does everything in this room bring you joy?
Yes. Apart from that pen doesn't, and that brochure of how to work that camera doesn't, because that looks very boring and I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
And that extension cord doesn't. And that foam roller, actually, no, it doesn't, because it's kind of sore when you do it. Do you like the curtains?
Yeah, the curtains are nice.
Got curtains.
They're just curtains, aren't they?
No, they're nice curtains.
They're just curtains.
They're nice. They're like velvety.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're
the velvety.
They're nice.
They're nice.
It's a nice colour, teal.
Teal is a nice colour.
Jesus.
Oh, sorry, are they new?
Yes, obviously. And my dad put up the thing, so there'd be curtains in here, so it helped with the sound. And then also, this is the guest bedroom, which everyone was forgetting when they were moving everything around and just saying I had to put the sofa in the hallway and then a guest would sleep in the street when they came. And then Bobby said, we don't have any guests, no one's coming. And then I felt really sad
house.
About that, because then I thought that was really sad, because then...
So this is like a fourth bedroom?
Well, this is the studio /... guest
room. So there's three bedrooms upstairs?
No, there's a baby room and our room.
And
then they've got some space where I do a bit of
then
work.
Then you've got your office. Okay, there we go. So this is also your room where you want...
No, it's not my room, it's the guest room. But then Bobby said, what guests are coming?
But your treadmill's
we don't
in
have
here.
Any.
Why isn't,
coming.
Why isn't, shouldn't that be in your office?
It's also the gym. You can come work out here if you want.
I can't.
Why?
Because you've got no like heavy weights.
Yeah, I do over there.
No, they're the little
ones. They're double the size what you will lift. Don't pretend you lift any bigger. I know the weights you lift.
Don't worry. I lift heavy weights. Don't worry about it. 20 keys probably?
No.
What do you mean no?
That's not true. Because remember you said you were on the 1 kilogram.
That's when I started. That's my first or second session.
So
I've
you've
done
gone up from 1 kilogram I've done to 20. 10 now. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What are you at now? What are you at now? Don't say 20.
20.
Be honest.
20.
You're at like 3 or 4.
No, we're not using dumbbells.
Three
we're
or four in each hand.
We do different training things every
week. But what are you using? When you're well, just doing
we're
this,
using,
what are you using
these big bags at the moment, which so are now, 20.
Just say the number.
20 kilograms. They're bags. You put them on over your head and put
yeah,
them,
I know,
put them
I've
back
done
there.
That. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, 20 keys. Don't worry about it.
Did you say keys?
That... Yeah, that's what we say in the gyms. That's what the bros say in the gyms.
When's your next session?
Well, on my own. Got to do one.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday.
Do you feel you've noticed a difference? I think you're standing up much more straight and you're much less slouch. Remember when you were slouched like a slug before and you're nothing?
That's because I was on that slouchy sofa.
Yeah.
No, I definitely, I feel so much better. Yeah.
That's really good.
We're only halfway to getting jacked though.
Wow.
Still long journey to getting jacked.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it'd take so long? I thought it'd be pretty fucking quick.
Yeah.
But turns out actually a lot harder than you think.
More than 10 sessions, really. It takes more than 10 sessions. And with all the tiramisus and pizzas and beers in between, it takes all of that together.
Also, my trainer now follows me on Instagram. So he's like commenting on pictures going, don't know if that ice cream's a good view.
Oh, my God. Trainers on Instagram. It's a bit like, it's quite.
No, he's funny. He's a nice guy.
Him. You could block him. So he wouldn't.
I don't want that.
Just,
I don't want
no, but on
him.
Certain
like,
posts.
Like, then I put up an Instagram story of me like, having a glass of whiskey and a cigarette in a hot tub, and he was like, he asked me this week, like, I didn't know you smoked. How many years? So we had to have a chat about that.
You never told him.
I put it down on the form,
but never to his face.
But I never smoked in his face at the gym. but no, it's fine. I do. I would have like. I'm glad I did it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
All the best.
That's good. All the best. I just wanted to say thank you so much to everyone that's said congratulations on Patreon. We really appreciate it. We're also doing a Q&A soon, and we were going to do it today, but our quiz master got stuck in. And yeah, Elliot got in a cab to come here, and then the driver developed COVID on the way. So poor Elliot. It's very confusing, but
it's a rough time for Elliot.
It's
he's
a rough time for
perfectly
Elliot.
Healthy.
So yes.
But I think he's got to isolate now. So we might not have him back for the next one either. Which is tough because for the next one, we need to set up these three. We've got a three camera setup so we can do like close ups of faces. The lighting's going to be much better. We've got so much to do. And Elliot's left us. He's left us briefly.
Yeah.
But I hope you notice some increase in sound quality. I think, unless I've totally fucked this, because I'm doing this alone, because obviously I've got no one to help me. So
I'm growing a baby. I'm busy.
I was just talking about the microphones.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know how to do it. It literally, like, if me and Red were so overwhelmed by all the talk about cameras and, like, what to do.
Don't bring Red into this.
No, but he feels the same as me. That's something that actually...
So, okay. I mean, we've had someone coming in professionally to look at the lighting as well.
Yeah.
It's been a... Anyway, you'll soon see a big step up in quality.
It's really, you're going to be like,
you're
wow,
like, what
is this,
the fuck?
What kind of
you're
podcast
like,
is this?
We didn't want this.
Podcast?
We wanted a shambles.
This is too good. Yeah.
That's what you'll think.
But we will still be the shambles in it. So we'll still be shambling around.
Higher production quality, yeah. Similar shambles.
Yeah, the content shambles.
Yeah.
But it will look like a professional shambles.
I might even get a different shirt.
Get, you should try and
this
find that
shirt
that
shirt.
You had, you know, the plastic one.
I can't find it. It's yeah. Actually, I might be able to. My mum might be able to find it.
I don't know if you'll fit into it.
No, you're likely. I won't. I was pretty jacked as a teen.
Maybe after another 10 sessions.
Can you make me
there?
Look 16 again?
okay, thanks so much, everybody. Yep. We really
thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, can you press stop on that?